The next patient is Glenn Lauren. The last name is Lauren. The first name is Glenn. This is a clinical case of a 75-year-old white male patient of Dr. Kundla's, K-U-N-D-L-A-S, who is referred to this practice because of the presence of a kidney function that is consistent with a chronic kidney disease stage 3B. Period. The patient has a left functional kidney. The right kidney was amputated in 1968 when he donated it to his brother. Period. According to his information, the post-operative course after the open nephrectomy was very complicated, stayed in the hospital for a lengthy period of time because of MRSA, MRSA complications. Eventually, the patient recovered, was discharged, and he has developed in the last 6 to 7 years problems associated to the prostate. The patient has had interventions, cystoscopies, TURPs, because of the benign prostatic hypertrophy and hyperplasia. After the initial TURPs, the patient improved. However, lately, this patient has developed symptoms of prostatism and has had a relapse in urinary tract infections that are associated to the administration of Jardiance, getting more complicated, period. He has hypertension, overweight, period. In summary, I think that the chronic kidney disease is multifactorial, related to single kidney diabetes mellitus. How much of this is related to obstruction associated to prostatic hypertrophy, diabetes, and hypertension, period. Number two. Recently, a patient was diagnosed with diabetes mellitus and has been treated with the administration of Jardiance, which I am going to stop, and I am going to notify Dr. Kondlas to give a close follow-up to this blood sugar in order to avoid further complications. The patient was emphasized about the need to go into a plant-based diet, avoid the industrial production of food, decrease in substantially the use of protein, specifically chicken, pork, and red meat, in order to control the inflammation. The fluid restriction and of 50 ounces in 24 hours, along with a very low sodium intake, less than 2 grams in 24 hours. Following number. The patient has a history of hematuria that is related to the above. The BPH has been reevaluated by Dr. Onishi, and there is a what he had an endoscopy done in May of 2024 and an occlusive apical tissue, especially anteriorly to the right in the prostatic area, was found, and there is a need to remove this appendix. Following number, the patient is overweight and changing the lifestyle, as stated above, is going to make an impact in the well-being. The patient has obstructive sleep apnea that is treated with the CPAP, following number, chronic pain syndrome. The patient has been treated with the administration of oxycodone, 20 milligrams two times a day. This is a concern that we are going to discuss with the pain manager, due to the fact that the patient has developed allodynia, A-L-L-O-D-Y-N-I-A, when he doesn't take the medication, he has unbearable pain, pain to the touch that is only alleviated by the concomitant administration of OxyContin. And gabapentin, period. We are going to check the patient for adrenal insufficiency. We are going to determine the testosterone levels as well. And is the administration of Mirapex, 1.5 milligrams on a daily basis, which is a high dose, and I don't know the indication for this medication. Period. The patient was recently admitted to a hospital because of weakness and left side chest pain. Was evaluated by the cardiology. The echocardiogram that was done, it showed LVH with a ejection fraction of 60 to 65 and no, is not consistent with valvular heart disease. The cardiology evaluation will continue and following number, the patient has gastroesophageal reflux disease that according to the medication list is treated with omeprazole and famotidine. We are in favor of stopping the omeprazole and continue with the famotidine given the side effects and the potential kidney damage and interstitial nephritis associated to the PPIs. We are going to order the pertinent laboratory workup. We spend 25 minutes reviewing the hospital and the past history, the hospital admissions and the past history in the face-to-face 55 minutes and the documentation 15 minutes. Thanks a lot for your kind referral.